is time for our interview with Babe Martin here on Morning Glory. Babe Martin is an alternative folk music project of Zoe Larson Cumming, a musician and songwriter based in Tamaki Makaurau. Her EP, Not a Bee But a Wasp, has been nominated for Best Independent Debut as part of this year's Tate Music Prize. Firstly, congratulations, Zoe. How does it feel to have your work nominated for such a prestigious award?
Oh my gosh, it feels great. I'm very, very, honoured. It's a really cool prize to be nominated for. It's probably the one that I think lots of musicians here would agree is, it's a special one. And the awards night is always really special. And the two other musicians who I've been nominated alongside, Geneva AM and Bub, Priyasami's project, like, they're just both such incredible musicians who I've loved ever since I first heard their music. So yeah, finding out that I was included in that bunch and we're gonna have a party in late April, it's a good feeling. Good way to start the day.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. And yeah, something to definitely look forward to next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. So I was curious, what were some of your inspirations while writing the music for the record?
Ooh, okay. So yeah, not a Bee But a Wasp. It explores the process of change right from the very beginning, where you just kind of have a feeling that something's on the horizon. You're not quite sure what it is, but kind of like that feeling of something's got to give, and the anticipation, and then it sort of goes through that movement all the way to the sort of conclusion of that feeling, and the like catharsis and peace you feel at the end of a transition, but that feeling that everything is like irrevocably changed for better or for the worse, in this case for the better. So it just kind of, whether I knew it or not, when I was writing the songs, it was documenting that process.
Well, that's also quite relevant for the Year of the Horse as well.
Yeah.
Times of change, shedding the things of the past as well.
Do you know, what's your sign?
Do
you know what year you wanted?
I'm Rabbit, I think. 1999. What about you?
I'm 1999 too, but I'm Tiger. So I think I'm the 1998 one. Yeah.
Right, to the cutoff.
Yeah, cool.
Wow, amazing. So could you also talk us through your songwriting process?
Yeah, totally. So I guess I really admire people that can write collaboratively. Like, I was just talking to someone who was in a band the other day about, bringing a very raw idea to friends. I am not that sort of writer. Like, my process is very insular. At the beginning, it's always just like a little private nugget of a feeling that I like to explore and expand on, and I like the idea to be pretty fully formed before I bring it to the band. It's always like writing and piano. That's how I always start. And then once I feel it's in a place where I'm like, okay, it's time to loop everyone in, then I will sort of sheepishly show them at a rehearsal, and then everyone just sort of adds their flavor to it. Definitely starts very, very privately, for sure.
So just kind of you and a keyboard
for
the song. And then as the lyrics come next, or do sometimes you have your lyrics written before the music?
It's a bit of a mix. I would say for me, it's often the lyrics. The lyrics come first. I like writing poems as well. So some ideas, poems and songs, the way you sort of format it can be a little bit different for me. Like, some ideas just work better as a poem, and then some are kind of transformed into songs. Or sometimes it happens all at once, just when you're walking and you're just sort of humming a line and something comes to you. So yeah, bit of both, but always privately, for sure.
So this is your second EP after 2023's The Fossoir. Can you talk about your sort of growth as an artist over the 2 years? What's changed for you?
I guess what's changed is when I was writing Versoir, I'd never played a show. So those songs were really all born and formed in the recording studio. I did that one with Jasmine Mary. They produced it for me, which was very, very fun. I used to drive out to their house out west, and we'd just sort of play around. We always did it on a Wednesday. They were great Wednesday afternoons. So that's how that one came to be, and it was sort of playing with ideas while like recording it. Whereas with Not a Bee But a Wasp, all those songs had been really workshopped in a live space, which felt real cool. So by the time we were recording them, we kind of knew what we were doing, and then the bread and butter of it was really already there, and then we could just kind of embellish it with things that we felt would work, and we got some more musicians along, and so that's probably the biggest change between the making of the two.
Interesting. So kind of that kind of flows on to my next question, actually, which is on Not a Bee But a Wasp, there's such a beautiful range of live instrumentation as well, whether that's your piano or it's Amy's strings or Fenn's drums. Like, it just comes together as one beautiful piece of sound. And I was wondering, since it's the same group of musicians that join you on stage that recorded the album with you, could you let me know how the band came together? How did you all meet?
Ooh, okay. So the very first person to join the band was Kat Thomacruz on cello. So when I started performing, it was me and the keys, and I would just do solo sets. And then I had always wanted a cello. In fact, one of my favorite pieces of music is by a composer called Arvo Pärt, and he has this really stunning piece called Spiegel, I'm Spiegel, and it's just for piano and cello. And it's like, it's 10 minutes long, but it feels like 2 minutes, and it's just so like devastating and so simple. So I was like, okay, if I'm playing piano, gotta get a cellist involved. And I just like messaged some friends, and I was like, does anyone know a cellist? And they're like, you should ask Kat. So I just messaged Kat, and she was keen, and we've been playing together since then. And then just bit by bit have added people in. I like to be quite flexible with like who's playing. So I think Amy, my friend Amy Borovich, Hina, who has a very cool new song out, by the way, Cuckoo. I think she just, she got involved because Kat was busy. So I was like, Amy, you want to play strings? Yeah. And same with my friend Harry Thompson Cook on guitar. It's just because I think the songs are written real, like bare bones piano and vocals. And that's like, you know, I feel like that just works as it is too. Everything is just like a beautiful bonus when people play with me. So obviously my dream is like full band. That's when it's like the most perfect moment. But yeah, it's very flexible. So people have just kind of been in and out, except for the release show that we did last year. And that was 7-piece. Like, we had Tuvata Clifton on bass and Francesca Parisini playing keys and saxophone, Fenn Eichner on drums. So that was like a dream come true, having it really fill the space. And it felt like I was living in the EP. It was a cool moment for sure.
In the world.
Yeah. Honestly, it was such a fun night. I have to do it all again sometime.
Oh, I mean, now that you've been nominated, I think.
Lots of
people will want to hear it. And I also wanted to ask, because I think a lot of fans will agree that the standout sort of aspect sometimes of your music is your incredible singing.
Thanks.
I wanted to ask, can you tell me, are you formally trained, and did you sing in choirs at all growing up?
I did sing in choirs. I don't know if that counts as formally trained. In fact, I remember my mum, this was when we moved to Aussie, and she was contemplating getting me singing lessons, and I think she was asking one of her singing friends about it, like whether she should find me a teacher. And her friend was like, no, like, don't bother with that, just find a really good choir. And so, have sung in choirs since I was 8. And I love it. It's something I always mean to get back into, because it's like a team sport. And you have to, like, it's so good for your listening skills and, like, molding your voice to other people around you. And I mean, I think like lots of people who've sung in choirs or even just like doing harmonies with people and when you're playing in a band, like there's something I find so magical about it, especially, I mean, I love instruments, obviously, but when it's like human and it's like coming literally from your body, it's pretty special. So yeah, definitely have sung in choirs really until adulthood, but yeah, it's on the to-do list. I need to get back into it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's really interesting that you mention like hearing your voice and among other voices too. Do you think that sort of informed your songwriting and your music playing, that experience?
Yeah, for sure. In fact, I think whatever comes next, I really want to explore cool harmonies a lot and get some people singing, because at the moment it is just me singing on the record and live as well. We haven't really done any BVs live, so that's the next thing. So maybe that will scratch the choir itch.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll all be really looking forward to hearing some new music, hopefully in the future.
For sure.
Yeah.
Should we briefly touch on the other things?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes.
I'm not sure if we... I've got the PR here. And
go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to quickly shout out, obviously, Hunter Keen, who has been nominated for the best NZ On Air Outstanding Music Journalism Award.
That's huge.
For Long Play. Huge. And then obviously the Musician Magazine crew and Chris Cudbee for Under the Radar. It's going to be such a cool night, and I'm really excited that it's at the new convention centre this year.
What a cool spot for it, eh?
I know, and that it's open to the public.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too,
Like, so people can come along and have a party,
yeah,
I guess.
Come on, guys, head along.
Yeah.
Next month.
Get a ticket. Center. The Tates is always such a fun night. I had the pleasure of doing some journo there for BFM back in the day.
Yeah.
So it feels pretty cool to be
there in both capacities. Now.
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
not many people
nice.
Can say that, probably. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Zoe, for joining me on Morning Glory this morning
to talk about
your nomination. That's Babe Martin nominated for Best Independent Debut for the EP Not a Bee But a Wasp. So huge.
Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Here is Babe Martin's track, Only Good. You're on 95 BFM.